AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must wipe out Hamas.
The final elements, the final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
He spoke after dozens of delegates from multiple nations walked out of the UN General Assembly hall as he prepared to speak. The UN has also added 70 more companies to a blacklist of companies from 11 countries that it says are complicit in violating Palestinian human rights through their business ties to Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on a rise in the Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge.
The so-called PCE price index was up 2.7% in August, a bit higher than the 2.6% year-over-year increase in July, and the most since February. Inflation has been coming down, but annual price gains remain above the Fed's 2% target. Still,
inflation has been defeated.
And President Trump's been pushing the Fed to lower interest rates more aggressively. The central bank did reduce its benchmark rate last week for the first time this year, but it's moving cautiously while waiting to see what impact the president's tariffs have on both inflation and the broader economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a video statement, former FBI Director James Comey says that he and his family have known for years the costs of standing up to Donald Trump.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
That audio is courtesy of James Comey. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the UK has announced that British citizens will need a digital ID card to work.
British citizens and permanent residents will have to produce a mandatory digital identification card in order to get work. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced, reviving a contentious idea in an effort to show that the government has control of the country's borders. Starmer's team says the plan will help reduce unauthorised immigration by making it harder for people to work in the underground economy. It adds it will also make it simpler for people to access healthcare, welfare, childcare and other public services. Britain has not had compulsory identity cards for ordinary citizens since shortly after World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The S&P 500 added 0.2% and was on track for its first gain in 4 days. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.